Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsy-Guy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit organization, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we're featuring Red Tail Land Conservancy, an organization that preserves, protects, and restores natural areas in eight counties throughout East Central Indiana.
I'm Sherry Contos, currently the director of the Muncie Arts and Culture Council, and also a private contractor. I do grant writing and other special projects.
And I'm Barry Banks. I'm the founder and executive director of Red Tail Land Conservancy. Red Tail's mission statement is to preserve, protect, restore natural areas and farmland in East Central Indiana while increasing awareness of our natural heritage. The first part of that, the preserve, protect, restore, we accomplish by offering conservation options to landowners. You know, we're a not-for-profit. We have options to offer landowners to permanently preserve their natural areas.
Land conservation really does conserve land for natural purposes. It keeps it safe from development. It keeps it in the natural state. What we do is we try to also go in and be stewards of that. And by that, we mean you go in and try to take out invasive species, which really kick out the natural woods that were there or land that was there. And then once those are gone, it can get back to what it was maybe 100 years ago, maybe even 200 years ago. And our kids and our kids' kids can see what Indiana actually looked like for our ancestors.
We can buy land as far as acquiring title. We can purchase land. We have a number of sources where we've raised money over the years. We have land donated to us. And some people think that's nuts. I mean, why would people donate, give their land away? But the people who do that are people who have land, understand the importance of preserving it beyond their own lifetime, and don't have anybody in their life, either family, friends, neighbors, that they choose to trust with the future of their land beyond their own lifetime. And many of them have come to Red Tail and get to know me and our board members, see our vision, and come to understand that here's an organization that I can trust for the future of my land.
There'll come a time when Central Indiana is going to really be, I think, a focal point, because we will have natural areas that nobody else has, simply because of people like Barry and this kind of conservancy effort that keeps those woods and those lands natural. They won't ever be built on, and that's a great thing.
We manage our lands not for a crop that they can produce. We manage our land for what it is, and it's wildlife habitat, and it's rare now. We're down to less than 10% of the acreage in East Central Indiana is left in wildlife habitat. So we own, manage, preserve land because of the natural value and because of what it is, not what it can produce.
You'll hear more about Red Tail Land Conservancy all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with an organization in your community is available at indianapublicradio.org. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsy-Guy and produced by Sean Ashcraft. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible by the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.